Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Hour number two, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, the game on the Game Nashville app and thegamenashville.com. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Marquise Munson hanging out with you on a Monday, and we say hello to Teresa Walker. She covers all things Nashville sports for the AP. She's a Hall of Fame writer and a Hall of Fame person as well. Teresa, what's up?
Well, thank you, Chase. With that intro, it's like, what do you need? What do you want? I'm happy to help.
Absolutely. So before we get into the Titans, obviously one of the big news items of the NFL day is Cam Newton signing the one-year deal with the New England Patriots. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought that Jadeveon Clowney could get signed as long as that has taken before Cam Newton lands somewhere. But ultimately, I'm not surprised that it's the New England Patriots. I kind of figured that would be what would eventually happen. But what were your thoughts on Newton signing?
Well, exactly. Ever since Andy Dalton went to the Cowboys, that seemed to just open up a path to the to New England for Cam. And here's the thing: with a quarterback, you want to get him in because now that he's signing, you can start sending him playbook stuff, and you can get that information in his hands so that when they report for training camp, he'll have had a chance to go through that and get up to speed with what they're doing and familiarize himself a bit with the Patriots. Let's face it, Clowney, that's something that one, there's familiarity with, because he knows some of the coaches on this roster. His best season was when Mike Vrabel was his coordinator in Houston. He's played for, he knows like Anthony Midgett. I think I'm remembering he knows Shane Bowen from Houston as well. So and it's a defense that, let's face it, he should be very familiar with because this time in Houston. So, in defense too, you're pointing a guy saying, go. Offense, you have to know what the other 10 guys are doing. And, there's some of that on defense as well. You got to know the guys to your side and everything. It's a lot more to learn on offense than defense. So I'm not too surprised it can happen before Clowney. I'll be honest, I'm expecting Clowney to be a deal that goes done maybe the week the Titans, if the Titans do sign him, that the week of training camp, no matter who signs Jadeveon Clowney.
So when it comes to the Titans and Jadeveon Clowney, where are you on that? Have you wavered at all? Do you think they're the best fit? Have you thought that and now you don't? Where are you at this point on Clowney?
I still think that the Tennessee Titans are the best fit for Clowney because this is a team that played in the AFC Championship, now understands what they have to try to do to go that next step. And you can tell Clowney, you can be the guy that gets us there. Show him that clip of Patrick Mahomes running past a, banged up Tennessee Titans defense and up the sideline to the key touchdown in that championship game and say, if you were on the field, you could have helped stop this. We win that game. Titans had a lead in that game. Let's not forget that. So you tell them, you can be the key to get us to the Super Bowl. You can help us win the Super Bowl. You can be that X factor for us. You're in this defense. You know Mike Vrabel. You know him. It would just be perfect at that point. And that's the thing. You sell him on that. But, you don't have to get that deal done until you're close to camp because, there's still some travel restrictions going on around. And we're at a point where, coaches and stuff, it's vacation time. Granted, we all can't go to a beach or something or do the kind of vacations we might want to. But this is the last time for the NFL to have an off time before they try to crank up their season. And, they've actually had an off season that wasn't that different from what they'd normally do, except that coaches were only allowed to get in the building here the last 2 to 3 weeks of the off season program. So, this is the quiet time of the NFL. So it's not unusual that nothing is happening right now. And let's be honest, Chase, the biggest reason Cam Newton was, that news came out last night was most likely to divert from the $1.1 million fine and giving up a third round draft pick for the Patriots. Otherwise, we might not hear about Cam for another 2-3 weeks.
I never thought that Cam was going to go, and I mean, you can call it a quarterback competition all you want. He's going to be the starter for the New England Patriots, but I never thought that he was going to go somewhere necessarily and take a backup. I didn't think the Titans would look at him at the backup position, but I do have concerns at backup quarterback, and that's been an ongoing discussion on this show and other shows about what it's going to look like behind Ryan Tannehill. I know they're very high on Logan Woodside, but do you still think that there is a chance as they get closer to training camp, especially with the unknowns of the schedule, how many preseason games are going to have, that they could potentially bring another quarterback in?
I think there's another quarterback coming in, but I don't think it's until after we've had the first two preseason games. You know, they have made it very clear, John Robinson and Arthur Smith, they like Logan Woodside. They want to see what they have in him. And if they go sign a veteran quarterback, you know, forget if it's Colin Kaepernick or if it's, you know, whoever it is, it makes it tougher because it's going to limit the snaps in camp. But, you want to see what you've got in Logan Woodside shooting Cole McDonald. But Logan Woodside, you know, they've talked so well about Logan Woodside. You know, he was, you know, helping them during the week last year. Even though he was hurt on the practice squad, he was, you know, charting games for them on the sideline during the season. So, you know, now they want to see what they have in him, you know, beyond what they saw in training camp last year, beyond what they saw on tape from the AAF days that he had, those few games, and they want to see. That's the thing. Yeah, they like him a lot over there. And, you know, obviously it's a lot different from, you know, when he's the number three guy to when he's competing to be the number two. So you want to see how he handles that. The benefit, if Logan Woodside steps up and handles the job and they want him to be the backup, he's going to be a whole lot cheaper than any veteran that you could bring in at this point. For a team that is probably needing to save some money, you still have to get a Derrick Henry deal done. You know, you're trying to get a Jadeveon Clowney if you possibly can. And we don't know what, with the pandemic, what the salary cap's going to look like next year and what kind of hit the NFL is having to work around. So any money you can save will be a good thing for them, which is one reason why they are very willing to ride this and see what Logan Woodside can do for them.
Teresa, last week I filled in for Jared on the afternoon show, so I was with Floyd all week, and we had some fun with this question when we would talk Titans with people, so I'll ask you the same one. Who do you think faces the bigger challenge this season? Is it sophomore A.J. Brown, or is it Corey Davis going into a contract year?
Oh, it's Corey Davis, because Corey Davis is, you know, A.J. Brown's got a couple more years under contract, let's not forget. So this is going to be his second season, and, you know, I very much want to see what A.J. Brown can do with an extra, you know, six games or whatever it was that he didn't play with Ryan Tannehill as the starting quarterback. We saw what they did together. So, I mean, I'm expecting, you know, if not the, at least the same out of A.J. Brown and possibly an even better season this year because of the added benefit of six games. But Corey Davis, you know, Titans love him, you know, and they love what a key piece he is of that offense. John Robinson said, though, you know, he had a long talk with Corey Davis about why they weren't picking up his fifth-year option. That's a ton of money for a guy who was second on the team in catches and yards last season to a rookie. You know, he was a fifth pick overall, and, you know, at this point he hasn't earned that fifth-year contract, not from the Titans, and all the pressure is on him to go show what he can do this year, because if it's not the Titans wanting to sign him next year, it's another team, and, you know, Corey Davis is going to be in a earn-it situation, so I put the pressure there.
Talking to Teresa Walker from the Associated Press and talking some Titans, some NFL. So, Teresa, with the signing of Newton, I'm really curious what that does to the AFC picture, how it relates to the Titans. It's already a pretty stacked conference when you look at it, with the Ravens looking very tough, the Chiefs obviously very tough. But if the Patriots can sustain to some degree how good they've been, that's going to make an awfully crowded AFC.
Oh, of course. But, you know, last year Patriots had Tom Brady. So, you know, the NFL, especially now with the quarterback quality in the AFC, I mean, you know, Mahomes and Jackson, I mean, we're talking about the last two NFL MVPs in your conference and the guy and the teams that you're going to have to deal with. But They went into Baltimore, and I don't care what Lamar Jackson said about them, you know, maybe overlooking the Titans. And trust me, I can't imagine that's not been sent to everybody's iPads, you know, social medias, whatever. If I'm Mike Vrabel, I have that printed up and put on the hallway, or in meeting rooms, to remind them of that all season long. But, they went to Baltimore. They beat Tom Brady in New England. They beat Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. They had a lead in Kansas City over Patrick Mahomes. They could use a little bit of help on defense holding that lead, and that's an area that they're hoping to improve in. So, yes, competition's tough, but, remember back in the day while Steve McNair and Eddie George were trying to get to a Super Bowl, they had to go against the Ravens, and it was, Trent Dilfer and some of those quarterbacks. I mean, not exactly guys who were lighting it up in the quarterback stacks, but they were going up against one of the best NFL defenses in league history in 2000. So, each year, each season brings its own challenges, and the Titans have shown already that they can handle that. They've got a guy named Ryan Tannehill who, I know everybody wants to see, can he do that again? But, guess what? He may not match the numbers he had last year. He may not lead the league in passer rating, but guess what? He can still have a better season in some areas because I think he's going to have a chance to throw for more yards, maybe more touchdowns this year. So, don't sleep on the guy that the Titans have.
Give me your thoughts, Teresa, on the reshaping of the front office, the moves that the Titans announced on Friday.
Very interesting. Bringing in Melendez, I'm trying to remember his name correctly.
Surf.
That's first time. Yeah, thank you. They have somebody now as a creative director. The one thing we've heard over the last decade is how stale things were getting at Nissan Stadium. It's like, well, the Predators do it so much better. They keep, the Titans, give them credit, have been trying to address that in the last two, three seasons. But when you hire a creative director whose last job was working at Hard Rock Stadium with the Dolphins, where you're fighting with the beach and golf courses for people to get attention on your team. And then, he's got a background with Adidas. That tells me that Amy Adams Strunk and the Titans are serious about, upping their game and making sure that they give people their entertainment dollar when they're coming for, football games. So, and then, Adolfo Birch, I mean, guys, how brilliant is that of a move? Not only is he a black man, but he's got serious ties in this community. I mean, aside from the fact that he went to Father Ryan with Jimmy Wyatt, his father was the first black Chief Justice of the Tennessee Supreme Court. You say Birch and, Adolfo Birch in Nashville, and you usually are thinking of his father first, but, this Birch is somebody who has, a quarter century of experience with the NFL, understands how the NFL office works, and he's going to come here and work with local and state government. What did we hear before Steve Underwood and Amy Adams Strunk took over? That people here in Nashville didn't know the Titans. They didn't have somebody that they could reach out to and contact and express their concerns or communicate with. Mr. Birch is going to help solve that because he's got relationships in this town. He's got relationships with the NFL, and that kind of fills, with Steve Underwood retiring, that helps fill that gap of local knowledge, local connections. I mean, this is Tennessee. It is. Did you grow up here? Who are you related to? And, that kind of connection is invaluable, particularly for an NFL team, guys, that, I know that Nashville is going to be bidding to host the NFL draft again in, 23, 24. But guess what? Another thing that is on the to-do list, this franchise has got a facility, expansion that's underway. Well, the stadium, Nissan Stadium, is kind of the next thing that has to be dealt with, modernized, upgraded, put some bells and whistles in there, and you need somebody who can talk and maneuver that with government officials locally, then Mr. Birch is going to be the guy that fills that spot.
It's a welcome sight, no question. A lot of different avenues that this can help, that connection that you mentioned, Teresa. I do think the Titans have missed the boat on that the last few years. This should really be interesting. And along those lines, and you retweeted this, I had not seen it until I looked at what you put out there, the Titans delivering kind of a strong message, trying to continue to get the message out on that they're serious about race relations, and they use the local touch of going over to Fisk. They put some effort into this. I thought it was really well done.
Oh, it was incredibly well done, Willie. I mean, and then the words. Did you notice that they also quoted, besides Martin Luther King and some of the other people that they quoted in that, they also quoted one former NFL quarterback, Colin Kaepernick. Incredibly well done. I mean, from, you know, the intro from Mike Vrabel, you've got John Robinson speaking in there, Rashawn Evans, Ryan Tannehill, Kevin Byard, Daquan Jones. I mean, Johnny Smith. I mean, it was, and it's so well done, you know, with the quotes on the screen so that you can read them, and if you're not listening to them. They talked about, when they wrapped up their offseason program, Mike Vrabel, you know, he gave a very eloquent and passionate kind of statement, and then the Titans put out a statement from Amy Adams Strunk that they are supporting their players. They want to have this conversation, and they want to keep it going. This video that they released today absolutely helps put it out there. One, that they're working, they're supporting their players, they're going to try to, you know, fight racism, try to help end it. And, you know, they put their money where their mouth is, essentially. They've made it as clear as can be where their stance is on this. So I loved watching it. It was, you know, we've seen some teams do this. I think last week, I didn't see it, but Alabama did something with Nick Saban in it. But, you know, for the Titans, you know, if you thought that, oh, they're just making statements, what's next? Well, this was a nice little marker to say, this is what we're planning, this is what we're doing, we're coming. You know, you may want more details, but this is a nice marker to say we're not going away.
Teresa Walker from the Associated Press. Hey, we appreciate it as always, and I hope you and the family continue to stay safe.
Same for you both, and thank you so much, Chase and Willie.
Absolutely. Teresa Walker does a fantastic job, and as I introed her, she's a Hall of Fame writer and a Hall of Fame person, so appreciate her for taking the time. Willie, when we come back, Cam Newton, we'll get into some of that and what that means for the Patriots moving forward. It's Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.